With a key vote coming tomorrow in the U.S. Senate, and with Democrats uncertain they have the votes to move it forward, Massachusetts U.S. Senate candidate Democrat Stephen Pagliuca is trying to make health care reform a defining issue in the race. Pagliuca is trying to use his support of the issue to set himself apart from two of his rivals, Attorney General Martha Coakley and Congressman Michael Capuano. Both Coakley and Capuano have said they would oppose health care reform if the package also prohibits government funding of abortions. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the candidate's position on this important issue.
Steve Pagliuca says unequivocal support for health care reform should be a prerequisite for any Democrat aspiring to fill the seat held by the late Senator Ted Kennedy.
I regret that two of my opponents in this race, Attorney General Martha Coakley and Congressman Michael Capuano, have failed to meet this test. They will not be a reliable 60th vote in favor of health care reform. Indeed, both have stated publicly that they will oppose this health care bill that passed the House if one like it emerges from the United States Senate. Attorney General Coakley has said that this is a false choice, but it is, in fact, a very real choice that Congress will face as they negotiate the final version of the bill.
Last week, Martha Coakley said she would not have voted for the health reform bill passed by the House because it prohibits government funding of any health plan that covers abortions. Mike Capuano criticized Coakley for her position, but then said that if the bill comes back to the House with the anti-abortion language, he too would vote against it. After his prepared remarks yesterday, Pagliuca seemed to concede that the choice with which he confronted Capuano and Coakley is a false choice. He predicted that, in the end, the health care legislation would probably not contain anti-abortion language.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Democratic Congress will fight against all amendments restricting abortion. And so I think we will win, and we will win that fight.
We didn't hear back from Coakley for this story, but Capuano took exception to Pagliuca's remarks.
I'm the only person who actually advanced the ball on health care in order to be able to get it to the Senate. And the Senate has now come out with a bill that seems to be better on the one issue.
Pagliuca is trying to position himself apart from Coakley and Capuano on this issue, but it's not clear how well this will work with the voters. At lunchtime at Faneuil Hall recently, several friends are trying to figure out whether Coakley helped herself with her stand against the House vote. Here's Bridget O'Connell of Brookline, followed by Vicky Thavasilin of Brighton.
Well, it's also easy to say when you're not voting on it, right?
Right, that's true. And I mean, easy to take a stand when it's
exactly.
Kind of something that you can sort of make that, you know, point and say, I won't vote for it, and then, you know, it's sort of inevitable
right.
That it'll go through. So, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what it means for her.
Then their friend, Melissa Davis of Somerville, jumps in.
I think definitely left her open to Capuano's attack that's an easy stand to make as a candidate, but not when you're actually a legislator.
But how on the money do you think that kind of an attack is? Certainly he pounced on her.
Yeah, he pounced on her good, you know, calling her naive, and I think it's not untrue. I mean, I think it has opened it up, though I certainly appreciate her stand as a candidate, saying that, you know, she would not have voted for it.
For Weymouth, 6. Boom goes the dynamite.
But that stand as a candidate may not work so well for Coakley among some voters. In Weymouth last Friday night, people gathered for the last home football game. This is a town with many fiscally conservative Democrats. In the stands, Joan Hanley is one of them. She says Capuano and Coakley hurt themselves.
The money's coming out of my pocket. I work hard every day, you know. And I believe a woman has the right to choose. But, I mean, you can't burden other people with that choice either, you know.
Hanley says this issue will influence her vote. She's the kind of voter Pagliuca is trying to win over as he tries to make unequivocal support for health care reform the defining issue of the race. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.